Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, December 30th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, just how much of our national income goes to China? Just ahead. Honestly, I saw the number flash across my screen, $97.8 billion. An all-time record trade deficit for any country. And frankly, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Now, you and I have been talking about this since last summer. Back then, we speculated whether this year's trade deficit would hit $1 trillion. November made that a lead pipe cinch. Without a doubt, the year 2021 will go down as the year America sent $1 trillion overseas to our quote-unquote trading partners, China et al. And that $1 trillion represents 5% of our national income, and it now goes to enrich other countries, making them wealthier and us poorer. Today, we'll look at just some of the history behind this pernicious event, and tomorrow, we'll look at how we got here. So, there's no two ways to put this. Our spending is out of control. We are rapidly approaching the month when our monthly trade deficit will reach an unbelievable $100 billion. Just yesterday, the deficit was, as we said, just about $98 billion, so it's no great predictive power that I use to predict another 2% rise in our monthly trade deficit. Before this year, we'd never had a $90 billion monthly trade deficit, and before last year, we never had an $80 billion trade deficit. But that's not to say there is not historic precedence for this behavior. History is replete with the graveyard of countries who chose to act this way. These countries were called colonies. And they found themselves in this pitiful position not because they chose to be there, but because other, much more powerful countries placed them in this position. The times were a few hundred years ago, and the exploiting countries were called imperial mercantilists. Powerful, primarily European countries who used their military might primarily to subdue these colonies. After trade was established between the mercantile powers and the colonies would then trade raw materials and foodstuffs to the mercantilists, who would turn around and trade advanced finished products, products which had inevitably a very high profit margin. The poor countries inevitably grew poor, lacking any pricing strength, while the vast empires grew wealthier by the year. It was unfair, and history has condemned this type of exploitation. But in the wildest dreams of the most avarice of the imperial mercantilists, they could never have imagined the transfer of wealth that is now occurring hundreds of years later in the 21st century between America and our trading partners. This year, it's almost certain that the United States will trade away fully 5 cents of every dollar we earn to a foreign power, a country far away, as they become richer and we become poorer. And look at our largest trading partner, China. With them, we provide primarily raw materials and agricultural products, the goods and products of an underdeveloped third world colony, while China trades with us the highest of high technology, the iPhone, laptops, and other computers, and high markup consumer goods like Nike sneakers. And before we point our finger at China, stop and realize that this is all part of a business model developed here in the United States, designed to exploit the United States. I give you Apple Computer and Nike Sporting Goods as the two companies which first developed the modern version of mercantilism. That is the combination of cheap foreign labor to produce less expensive finished goods, hooked up with America's seemingly limitless consumer market. Sell to the Americans, they have lots of money, went their mantra. The problem is that those Americans are running out of money, and so much more with this year's $1 trillion trade deficit. You see, in a perfect economy, what economists call a virtuous cycle is created, a cycle in which workers produce the goods and services that their countrymen want to buy. Those purchases give the workers, in turn, the money to buy the other guy's goods and services, and so on, collectively, the nation grows wealthier. It's a model that worked here for nearly 200 years and made America the economic wonder of the world. But we've blown out the virtuous cycle. It's gone. Now $1 trillion that should have gone to American industry and American workers is sent overseas, paying those workers and making their industries wealthy. Now next time you look at your paycheck, just imagine what you could do with a 5% raise, because that's how much more income this country would have if we could only close that trade deficit. Just imagine if the factories and industries in America had a 5% bump in their income. Imagine the technological advances, the productive efficiencies, and the environmental advances we could make with that extra income. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen this year. This year, it's a near certainty that $1 trillion of hard-earned American income will be spent overseas to advance those economies. Now, in economic news today, some very good news in that the number of people applying for unemployment insurance has now dropped below 200,000 for the first time since the pandemic began. We'll have to watch whether this momentum can be sustained after the holidays are over. Now, there are no major earnings reports today. And that's the value side for Thursday, December 30. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit ValueSign.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSign is independently researched and written. The views expressed are strictly my own.